5. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission, get that right, P&Z, met last night via Zoom. I'm joined on the line now by Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us some of the highlights of the meeting.
Okay, well, we started off with a stipulation of settlement, and this is for a project at 53 Forest Avenue in Old Greenwich. It's basically where Old Greenwich Gables is located. If you take a left out of the driveway to get to Old Greenwich Gables, you get to an office building, and the applicant had submitted a request to create a separate driveway for the office building, and that had been denied. And so it was a two-way driveway, and the stipulation of settlement was to create a one-way driveway, one way in, and that mitigated the issues that the commission had with respect to traffic and whatnot. So this stipulation was approved, and now it will go to the Connecticut court system. So if there's any objection to the stipulation, that's where one could voice that. Then we moved to St. Catherine's and the J House. I always get confused with the J House and the J Loft, but the J House restaurant. And this was for a good solution, actually, to allow the J House, which has non-conforming parking, to be able to partner up with St. Catherine's in the off hours when St. Catherine's is in use, to be able to use their parking lot to kind of reduce the amount of valet on the J House parking that causes a lot of congestion and whatnot. So that was moved forward and approved. Then we had a considerable number of postponements. So we did not hear the Mead Point special permit or 25 Lower Cross or those were the couple of them there. But we did hear 46 Vineyard Lane. This is for a pool and pool house for a large structure that exceeds our threshold requirement for a special permit. That was approved, as was 59 Moreland Road. This was to finish a portion of an attic and build a detached garage, again, over that threshold. Similar, 3 Louder Way. This was to demolish the existing dwelling and tennis court and construct new building, and that was approved. And that then brought us to the text amendment with associated site plan at 1141 King Street. It's effectively a text amendment for a conservation zone that would create five houses, and it would set aside 60% of the land area. It's a beautiful wetland meadow. This was all left open because they have not gotten approval from the Wetlands Agency yet, and there's a couple of things that the commission wants them to work on with the text amendment language that would require basically more open space than is permitted now, but also setback waivers or variances. It's not quite the right legal word, but allow them to make some adjustments to the setbacks if there's an environmental reason to do some. We did not hear 133 East Putnam Avenue. That was postponed. Similar, the changes to the accessory dwelling units was also postponed, and that simply because there's a requirement that you have to give the state 30 days to review the amendment language, and they haven't had the chance to do that yet. Then we had 2 pre-applications. One was for Millbrook Club. It's a very small project, as these things go, relatively speaking, and this is for the removal of a 1.5-story tennis house near the main clubhouse. And the commission gave them some positive feedback and said they could go to the architectural review committee, coincident with them coming back to the commission. And then lastly, for a boot camp use at the Greenwich Office Park, and again, it's pretty positive feedback on there, and we look forward to seeing that application when it comes before the commission.
Okay, a couple of pre-applications there. All right, sounds pretty tight meeting, I guess, then, right?
Yes. Even with the postponements, we managed to keep it a 4.5-hour meeting.
I was hesitate to say is this afternoon or this evening. I guess it's both. What's the next meeting? Is what, the 31st? Is it or 29th? 29th?
It's the 29th. Yes. And on that meeting, We basically are going to be listening to the postponements that we've heard or that we've had from this meeting. Some of the bigger affordable housing projects are not going to be heard until the April meetings, simply because there's the scheduling of things, and also because they're working on getting additional information in.
Mm-hmm. What's the reaction of this week's actions by the RTM concerning the sense of the meeting resolution on 830G and the Housing Trust Fund?
Well, the Housing Trust Fund, the reaction is elation and joy, simply because it's something that was tried back in the 80s and it failed back then. And it's a clear tool that is needed in our toolbox at the moment for affordable housing. We've been meeting very regularly since the adoption of the POCD in 2019 on affordable housing issues. And this is just one of those key action figures that is great to see it pass through the RTM. We will be going to them in June with the affordable housing plan. So the story doesn't end just with the trust there. So the plan will be coming forward soon. And with respect to the SOMAR, I don't think anything in there was too much of a surprise based on the sentiment that, I think most obviously they feel since they moved it forward. And we've heard that commentary frequently over the last year.
All right. Katie, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it this morning. Have yourself a great
day.
Thank
you so much, Tony.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning.